Okay, we go three short parshas. B'shalach Shabashira Etzol Chizik Shavivim Tavshin Peidal Ariz with the Rachman Shulchan Rebbe. I'll learn Shvili Nishmas Esther Tehila Bas Rav Gavriel Pinchas. Is Yartzeh this week. Mordechai Yisrael Rav Chaim Moshe is Yartzeh was yesterday. And Shmuel Yisrael Yob and Pinchas Aram. First time Ava Amam and Shenu B'sor Shchayso Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka B'sor Shchayso. First idea comes us from the Oiv Yisrael. From the after of, we say in the parsha, "Vayishuvu Yachanu Lefnei Piachiros." They retreated, they encamped Lefnei Piachiros. And the after Rebbe tells us, "What's Piachiros? Lefnei Piachiros?" He tells us that when you come to daven and learn, a person has to take time before you come to sit down and learn and daven, just to be focused and to be mindful and to be present. You can't run into the Beis Midrash and run into davening. And he quotes the Mishnah in Brachos, "Chasidim Arishin Vayishon Shachas." They would prepare themselves for an hour, and then they'll be able to go to Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's what the pasuk says. The Yashuva V'Yachanu Shichon Mitoch Yeshiva Yishev Adas. You have to have Yishev Adas. You have to be tranquil and have Menuchas Nevesh and calmness and be present. Lefnei Piyach Chiros. Before you come to Chiros, before you come to Davin or learning, like we had the Mishnah tells the Pirkei Avos, Ein Lecha Ben Chayin Eli Misha Oysi B'Toyro. The whole idea of coming before learning and davening, and I think this is the same idea that Rabbi Nachman tells us. Hayoim bekolos hashmo. He says in Torah, Ayin Reish Beis, the Jew has got to live with hayoim, to live in the moment. And I might add on that in Rabbi Nachman says, in this in hayoim, in Tehillim Sari Hey, it's how we go into Shabbos, L'chun Ananana. The end of L'chun Ananana is hayoim bekolos hashmo. Before we start Shabbos, before we go into Shabbos at all, we have to come into the void of hayoim, to be in the moment. Like the Baal Shem Tov says, Meish be'er Shabbos simin yafalo. If someone dies on Erev Shabbos, says the Baal Shem Tov, the Gemara says, it's a good thing. What does that mean? We die on Shabbos. He means no. You put the whole week behind you. And you're in the moment, says the Baal Shem Tov. Meish be'er Shabbos simin yafalo. You're in the moment. You're present. You're focused. That's what it's all about. Second idea from the Zera Kodesh, the Epheshit Rebbe. By Kriyas Yamsuf. Ayur Amas Hashem, Aminu Ba'ashev V'moish Avdo. He says a very simple question. Why it says Yiru? First, we feared him, and then we brought to Emuna. He says we have. It's very simple. Usually, you have Emuna, and then you have Yishmain. Why do you have to? They had Yira, and then they brought Emuna. Says the Zarah Kodesh, there are two types of Emuna. You have Emuna of Emuna Pshuta, which leads to a person to have Yishmain, and you understand. But then, what happens after that Yishmain? You have more Emuna, and that's exactly what happened. And then they saw the Yiras Hashem. They even had more Emunah. Was it just Emunah Pshuta? It's Emunah Yikaris Lamed Shiyish Od Gavoah. Yoisim Yikol Mashah Sigo B'daitam. It's Emunah Shleim Ba Hashem Yisbarach. They had, it's not like they didn't have Emunah. They had Emunah, they had Yira, and they had more Emunah. Because when a person has the Muna Pshuta, that leads to your Shemaim. And when a person has your Shemaim, then they have even more Muna. They realize that they never even knew the Bitachon that they could have reached. And I think this is a tremendous lesson. Sometimes in life, we feel like we get to a certain level and hard stop. Zera Kodesh tells us no. When explicitly, when it comes to Muna or anything in Yiddishkeit, we always have to be able to do more and more and more. But it's an activation code. First, you have to have the Muna Pshuta, that simple faith. You have to, you know, that just blind faith, then that leads to your Shemaim, and that leads to the Emunah Shleima. And there's more about the Emunah that the Rebbe Leib Leiger and all the Tzidikim say. Matzakilai, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us why you davening. Why are we davening? The Jews in Shabbat, we daven. What's the Kadosh Baruch Hu saying? Why are you crying out to me? So Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, says the Rebbe Leib Leiger, and then the Kamana Rebbe says the same thing as well. Sometimes davening only gets to a certain point for the Yeshua. Sometimes you have the Emunah to be on the higher level. When you have Emunah, the right Emunah, like I talked to a farmer, a very holy farmer, Iri, this week, he was in Rav Yoel Gold's video, the Shemitah video. And we're talking about the Noam Alimalach, another Reb Zusha, and Parshas Bahar and Shemitah. You're going to ask, why is the Torah telling us what you're going to ask? Because when a person asks, you hold the bag to Shefa from coming down. When a person has Emunah Pshuta and Rabbonu Shalom, that brings down tremendous Yeshuas, and tremendous Bracha, and tremendous Shefa. The third and final idea from the Nachas, Yeshua, Bayovo Amalek, Mechamel Hashem Amalek midor door. What's pshat over here? Lafi door door. Me Amalek, the Zohar tells us that the Yitzharot Mechemes Timidus. And until we know Rashi brings down, until Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is going to be complete, Amalek won't be wiped out. And Rav Shechter told us that the Rambam says that any nation that wants to destroy a Malik, any nation that wants to destroy the Jews, has a din of a Malik. Hamas, Hezbollah, Yimach Shemal, a din of a Malik. How do we beat a Malik? If we're not on the front lines? Or how do we give koyach to the front lines, I should say? Like I talked to a soldier this week, he said, it's all tefillos, it's all Torah, it's all tefillos. You have to look at the puzzle before. Vayachalash yotsu es Malik es Amal lefi charev. What's lefi charev referring to? Lefi charev refers to the Torah and to the tefillah. Hu acherev haloichem kenega Malik mevata koycho. How was Yeshua zeicha to have the ultimate victory over Amalek? Leficharev, leficharev. Their sword. And what's the sword of the Jewish people? The sword of the Jewish people is the Torah and our tefillah, is our ches and is our ma'isim toivim. And you know the Medrash tells us in Parshas Toldos that it's in a battle Amalek Esav versus Yaakov. But when the Bati Medrashes are strong and the Kol Yaakov, Einai Darmi De Esav. Esav and Amalek can't touch us. But if the Torah tefillah is not strong, not with the fire, not with the bread, then Amalek Chatzim can touch us. We have to know. We have to activate. And we have to know that our Torah tefillah is tremendous kaychus. Tremendous kaychus. Like Rav Amiger said this week. Rav Amiger said, by the Tuba Shratish, he's been putting a big emphasis to make sure we're screaming Amen Yesh Merabah, screaming every Amen, but specifically Amen Yesh Merabah. To believe in our Torah and our tefillah, to be miskaber over Amalek, to miskaber over any nation, like Rav Shechter said. Any nation wants to wipe out Klal Yisrael. So there's really three ideas. First idea, Yashuv Yachanuf in Abiyachiros. A person before Biyachiros, before coming to Torah Tzvo, Torah, that Yashuv Abiyachanu, you have to come to Menuchas HaNefesh. You have to have, to be focused and to be present, to be in the moment. And that's what the Rebbe Nachman says, Hayom Bikol Seshmol. Don't be worried about tomorrow. Hayom, be present, be in the moment. That's how we start Shabbos, maybe I might add. Hayom, the Chununan is Hayom, to be in the moment. Meis B'Av Shabbos Simin Yovalo, says the Baal Shem. Whatever happened in the week, you put behind you. Be in the moment, to be present. The second idea from the Zera Kodesh, Ayira Hashem, Ayamir V'yam, then V'yaminu, says, yeah. First, they had Emunah Pshuta before the Vayira. The Emunah Pshuta, that led to Yer Shemayim, led us to have an Emunah Shlema that we never could have dreamed of. Never could have dreamed of. And we have Emunah Pshuta in the Rebbein Shem, that brings us tremendous Shefa, tremendous Bracha, tremendous Yira, which leads us to more Emunah. That's what Matatzak Yilai, come on, the Rebbe says, what does that mean, Matatzak Yilai? When a Jew daven, when Jews are in trouble, they daven. No. Sometimes in life, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want to see Davin, I want to see action. I want to see action going and going and doing. And then Emunah brings that tremendous Shefa. And that's what Rabbi Bzusha writes in Parshas Bahar, the Nomad Nach brings it down. Don't ask what's going to be in Shemitah. Because when you ask that Emunah brings down tremendous Shefa, tremendous Bracha, and then Mesiyab the Shemayim, Besaros Tovus. And finally, the third and final idea, how to be an Amalek, how to be an Amalek. Be an Amalek, like very, very simple, very simply. Very simply. Yavo Amalek. According to our Torah and our Tefillah, the Amalek is the Yitzhara, and as the Zohar says, it's going to be a Machama from the Midor door, as the Pasuk says. How do we beat it? Dafka with our Charev, with our Peir, Medaber, Betorah, Betefillah. Malek might be on fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Malek wants to stay Davin, but don't die of the Bren. Like the Sfas Emes says, take Eish out of Yisrael, you left with the Malek. Take the fire out of a Jew, the fire out of a Torah and a Tefillah, a Malek. Fire and Bren in our Torah and a Tefillah. That is tremendous koichas, a tremendous shefa to our holy brothers and sisters in Eretz Yisrael. And we know that just tells us that the time the Kol Chayakva in the Diamond Day is so strong. Amalek and Hezbollah and Hamas can't touch us if our Torah and Tefillah is strong. She is Zochav as Hashem to learn Torah and to daven with Berachavas Adas, to be focused in the moment, to take the time, the preparation time before davening. And specifically, sometimes if we find ourselves to be out of it a little bit in davening, take a moment to let it pass, and then to be refocused again, to daven, to learn, to have that Emunah Pshuta, the Rebbein Hashem, that brings us to Yerushalayim, to bring us more Emunah, and more Emunah, and more Emunah, and tremendous Shefa from Emunah. And Be'ez Hashem to see the wiping out of Amalek with our Koyach HaTorah, Koyach HaTefillah, Koyach HaMa'asim Tovim, Be'ez Hashem HaShem HaGid Shabbos, and Shukr Shabbos Shira B'Sar Yisrael.